98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. We want to help you if you've got a child that's just a little bit anxious about school, about other friends, about fitting in, not feeling valued. We're going to give you some hope today. I have a friend that I love talking with. He's always got such encouraging words. And from their angle, they've got help for a lot of people. Matt Kono, he's the executive director of Cross Connections Counseling. And Matt, I appreciate your time. And I think you've heard this before, how kids, especially school age, deal with the pressures of feeling good enough or feeling the pressure. How do you encourage that family?
Well, we try to encourage them by first helping them understand that anxiety really isn't, it can be normal.
Yes.
Anxiety, understanding it, it's really a form of stress. Hmm. And it mainly relates to worrying about what might happen. Okay. It's really a natural human reaction, but it does serve an important biological function of a perceived danger or a threat. There's various ways it can manifest itself. But I think having a good basic understanding that anxiety, we all go through it.
Yes.
Sometime or another. Yes. During our life. I mean, if you think about it, how did you feel the first time you went live on the air?
Sure.
You might have been nervous, or you might have had
a little
some feelings of anxiousness or agitation.
Yeah.
And that's a perfectly normal biological response to things that might be new, or, you know, we might focus on bad things that might or might not happen.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it does happen to all of us. And it doesn't just happen once and you're over it. We deal with it all throughout our life. Even if you feel solid and strong and your faith is strong, it's just a normal thing. And I think when we're trying to help kids early on in their life, what would you say a parent can do to help relieve some of that anxiety for a child?
Oh, absolutely. Ways that can help. I would say first would be to pray with them.
Amen.
It's very important that parents have a healthy prayer relationship with their child.
Yes.
You know, because we take all our cares and concerns first to the Lord and
Amen.
Lay them at His feet. And He provides us with the wisdom and knowledge and the understanding to work through these issues.
Mm-hmm.
I would also encourage them when they're talking with their children to be open. Do not be judgmental and try to stay positive.
Yes.
Some things to avoid would be closed statements like, well, you just need to.
Okay.
You know, fill in the blank.
Yes.
Try to avoid those.
That's good.
Try taking a more open-ended questioning approach after you've listened to them. Say, have you ever considered, and then fill in the blank, or would this particular approach help?
Mm-hmm.
And don't dismiss their input on those situations, because their input is important. But you also have to be careful. Don't allow them to run away from the problem.
Gotcha.
Yeah, try framing it as an opportunity for them to grow and for you to, as a parent, to grow along with them. That fosters a real positive team approach to whatever it is a child might be suffering from.
Well, I think these are such great things to consider. And talking to your child is the main thing. And I love that you said to pray, because a lot of parents feel uncomfortable about it. Doesn't have to be a big prayer, but just saying, let's pray. God, help my child in school today. Help my child get through their tests. Something that simple can make a difference. And Matt, I appreciate your time so much. And I'll just say this. If you feel like, yeah, we're there, we need some encouragement and need some other conversation, if you want to know about Cross Connections Counseling, you can go to my conversations link. We've put it right there so you can connect. That's all at star883.com.